Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Today we hear from Giants bench coach Ron Wotus in a conversation we had just prior to spring training at AT&T Park in San Francisco. Ron, how much does it help that you have some intelligent players there in the infield that you've worked with? And you had Matt Duffy, who turned into a third baseman, and Kelby Tomlinson working a lot at second. You know, how enjoyable was it working with those guys and seeing the improvement that they did last year?
Yeah, well, it makes my job, much easier when you have returning players, typically young guys that you've known for a little while, and have them returning. There's not that, grace period of getting to know each other, how can I help this guy? So it's very comforting to have that. It's going to be a big spring for Kelby. He'll have a lot on his plate, probably trying to learn, going back to his original position as shortstop, continuing to learn second base. So it'll be important for him to do that. And I'm great to hear that Joe Panik's feeling great, doing fine. So, coming here to today, everybody's chomping at the bit to get started.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Tomlinson position, being able to move around the infield, that's difficult. I mean, Matt Duffy was talking about how much he's looking forward to that. He's at third base. He can kind of concentrate on that. It's got to be tough for a guy to move around like that.
Well, it is, and it's tough for a young guy to do that. You know, if you play all these years in the minor leagues and you spent whatever it is, 3 or 4 years in the minor leagues playing one position, now you come to the major leagues and they ask you to change positions. Well, all that experience that you had at that position is out the window, and it's one of the toughest things to do. It's interesting you mentioned Matt Duffy, because I was just talking about him, how it was a little bit of a perfect storm for him. Instead of learning three positions or two new ones at the big leagues, learning third and second as utility player, playing once a week, can't get your bat and stroke going. That's a difficult job for a young guy. Now you're pushed into one position, and he's much more confident about getting the reps every day there. It's a lot less on your plate. So conversely, for Tommy, he's going to move around a little bit, which is a little different animal. He did a tremendous job for us at second base when he was called up. But now having to go back and forth, it'll be a little bit of an adjustment. So it'll be an important spring for him to get his work in.
Brandon Crawford won the Gold Glove, and some might say finally, because he played so well at shortstop before that. But what could he work on? What could he even improve on so that maybe he's a perennial Gold Glove winner?
Yeah, well, I think he's always going to be in a conversation for me. You look at the players in the league, and he's as good as any of them. Obviously, he was the best last year in many people's opinions. So, I just think his defensive set is what it is, and he's never gonna, he's kind of like Omar Vizquel and JT Snow and these guys that he loves playing defense. So as his coach, I don't have to worry about him. I think he'll work smarter. The more you mature, the more older you get, he'll take care of his body, maybe not overdo it, and that plays a big role in your performance through the course of the year. As far as working on things, there's really nothing he has to work on, but we'll go through the same routines that he does and get his skills sharpened and get him feeling good and healthy, and then it's a matter of performance. So he needs the reps. He'll want to go out there and take his ground ball, but I think he'll work smarter, and that's the beauty of experience. You learn what you need to do and what you can cut out and get rid of the wasted energy.
Well, oddly enough, part of the reason he won the Gold Glove is that he had such a good offensive season. That's when people start to recognize you, and it really shouldn't be that way with Gold Glove. He could have won several of them, I think, but he did have a great offensive year. He turned it up a notch. What was the key? I mean, you know, he's hitting 20 home runs now. We knew he had it in him to be a better hitter, but what did you see from him that was different last year, you think?
Well, you know, he's continued to get better. Look, when he first came up, we knew he could play defense, and everybody says, well, you know, if he, you know, he just can hit 250, you know, he's gonna be a quality player. Well, he's blown that out of the water. I mean, it wasn't so much the average, but the RBIs and the home runs, and he's always had it in him. And I think he's made some great adjustments offensively. Obviously, is, you know, the obvious thing for me is his bat path. You know, his swing used to have more of a loop. He's gotten that out of his swing. So Bam Bam and him have done a great job of honing his swing path. And then it's just about competing and you know, getting smarter, getting the experience, and the same things he brings to the defense, he's been doing on offense. He wants to be a player. You know, he's got a burning desire to be good, and you know, that's half the battle. You put that together with his ability, and you just expect him to keep getting better.
We'll have more with Giants bench coach Ron Wotus in just a moment, but first I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, where you might see Giants relief pitcher George Contos.
It's a great golf course. It's very convenient for us to get there, and it's a very challenging course. If you're not in your game, you get in the rough. Rough's along there. It's a very beautiful course. They're very gracious and get us out there anytime we're able to get out there for an off day and play some golf. So, you know, just with how beautiful the course is and how challenging it can be, it's always a lot of fun getting out there and playing around.
A little reminder. Each week during the season, we'll be giving away a free T-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. All you have to do is ask a question for one of our guests, and if your question is chosen, you'll receive a free T-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. To send your questions in, email us at thesportsvirus@gmail.com or on Facebook, thesportsvirus.com page, and please like us while you're there. Now back to the conversation with Giants bench coach Ron Wotus. You know, as a staff, it seems like you guys have a real advantage with your left-handed hitters. I mean, you and Bruce Bochy talking in the dugout. I don't know how often you're thinking about really pinch hitting for a guy against a left-handed pitcher or even not starting a guy because Belt, Panic, Crawford, all these guys seem to know how to handle facing a left-handed pitcher. And I don't know that every team in the majors has that kind of advantage where your hitters really know how to do it.
Well, that's a big plus. You're right, Joe, because you know, it's a big advantage when you don't have to platoon guys. The guy's an everyday guy. He's a quality hitter. And to do that, lefties have to hit lefties to not be platooned. And thank goodness that all these guys, you know, in Panic's case, he's came to the big leagues, and right away he never had problems with lefties. It wasn't glaring. So that tells you the quality of the hitter that he is. And so that's a big plus for us. And it makes it better for the player. You know, they don't have to worry about getting pinch hit for or being platooned. But it's an ongoing thing, right? I mean, every year is a new year, and you got to continue to perform at this level if you want to be that guy in that situation and get the playing time. So we're fortunate for us, they can handle left-handed pitching.
What do you think you and Boch have both learned about the process of a season? Because you can begin the year one way, and then you saw it last year. So many injuries, so many different guys had to be plugged in, and you guys were still in it. I mean, facing all those injuries, you guys really fought hard. But what would you say that you've learned about the whole process?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I think the longer you do this, and a lot of us have been doing it a long time, you realize that the season is a long season, and is, you know, there could be four or five different phases in the season. You know, you could be red hot, you could be red cold, you could be somewhere in between, and you really can't get too down. You know, even if you're 10 games back and if you have months to play, anything's possible. I mean, the other thing you look at is the teams in your division or your competition in the wild card. You know, if you just have a tremendous team that's running away with it and you're having too many ups and downs, you know, you're not going to get there. But there seems to be quite a bit of parity in the league. And even if a team is on a roll, you see a couple injuries can change the dynamic of the game. You know, most clubs today don't have the depth where they can lose a couple key players and keep playing at that high level. So I guess the bottom line is it's not over till it's over.
We'll have more with Giants bench coach Ron Wotus right after this.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
Well, one of the reasons why a lot of people are picking the Giants to be contenders this year is depth. I mean, the Giants went out and spent some money on Jeff Samardzija, Johnny Cueto, of course, Denard Span. So how much does that help? Because, I mean, look, the Cubs spent a lot of money. The Diamondbacks added Zach Greinke. The Dodgers are the Dodgers. There's plenty of teams out there that are going to be competitive.
Yeah, well, it's going to be tough. The other teams are very, very good. But to your point of the depth, I think that's really going to help us. You know, last year we had a significant amount of injuries, and the guys that came up did a good job. You know, Jared Parker produced for us. Tomlinson did a great job holding down second base. But, you know, we just had too many to overcome. But it's not always easy to put that kind of, not pressure, but to rely on your young guys to come up and to perform in a pennant race. So we do have some more options. I know some of the guys looking at the roster we brought into camp, they're just not AAA guys, but guys that have played in the major leagues that are very usable pieces in one way or the other at the major league club. So having that depth is extremely important. I don't think we could have covered all the injuries we had last year. I mean, we had some pretty good prospects, and the guys did great. But having gone through that, you realize you need to have the depth because, you know, you can have the greatest team in the world. If you lose a couple key guys and you don't have the depth to keep your head above water, you're not going to be there at the end.
To finish up, you know, how do you react to getting fired up at this time of year? Because, you know, you've been in this game a long time, and you've seen World Series champions, and then the next year, you know, what happens there, shorter offseason. What is it like at this time of year, just before going to spring training? What runs through your mind? What goes through your body? Because you're a baseball guy, and your season's coming up.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. You know, I mean, the winter comes, you know, you have a long winter, you're with your family, and it's time to go back to work, you know. There's a little bit of mixed emotions, you know. It's time to go back to work opposed to be sitting on the couch and doing what you want to do with the family. So, you know, but once you get here, like today, and saw all the guys, when we first ran into everybody's got smiles on their faces, they're hugging each other. There's such a good feeling here about being back together. And, you know, that energy and that camaraderie is something that we love here in San Francisco. And these guys generally seem to like each other. So we just need to keep that positive vibe going. But, you know, have a little patience. Go down, leave spring training healthy and in shape. And you're not going to, you know, you're not going to win anything in the first day of April. But so you temper that a little bit. But it is great to be around the guys, be in spring training, and try to get ready for this long journey again.
All right, Ron. Hey, thanks a lot for the time, and have fun in spring training.
All right, Joe. Thanks a lot.
That's Giants bench coach Ron Wotus. Join us again on Wednesday. We'll hear from Connor Gillespie, who has rejoined the Giants organization, and veteran relief pitcher Javi Lopez. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.